Ottawa's Rock Station, Shea 106, Doc and Woody Radio Show with Eric and Randall. And RBC Blues Fest has been announced. Deep Purple and Skinnerd are your classic rock headliners. We've got out of Kingston, the Glorious Sons, The Hip, Tea Party, Monkey Junk, Canned Heat, Blue Rodeo, Arkells, Country Music, Keith Urban, Little Big Town, Jason Aldean, Iggy Azalea, Headley, and a whole lot more. That is the sound of J.W. Jones, Juno nominee, top 10 Billboard blues artist, and he's performing at the Rainbow this Friday night, the Rainbow Bistro down on Murray Street, and he's our resident blues expert every year when the Blues Fest lineup comes out. Eric, you put up on our website at shea106.com all the different genres of music in the list. How many blues artists do we have?
19.
19.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get JW to talk about some of the ones we should see.
Well, I've picked key artists that I think everyone should see, and the first two on my list are must-see blues acts for sure, and they both have musicians that I've worked with, too. Canned Heat, their original bass player, Larry Taylor, is on a couple of my records, and he's also on a whole bunch of Tom Waits records. Canned Heat started as an extremely traditional blues band, but later played Woodstock, and they're still great. Rick Vito and the Lucky Devils with special guest Reese Winans. Rick took over lead guitar for Fleetwood Mac after Lindsey Buckingham left. Reese Winans is best known as a member of Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. And he's also on our latest CD, Belmont Boulevard 2, which is pretty cool. Enough name dropping there. And now we'll move on to Charles Bradley. I saw Charles Bradley at a festival out in California last year, and his show is unbelievable. He's as close as you're going to get to the energy and stage presence of James Brown.
Okay, now there's a guy that I'd never heard of before, but I'm putting him up in my top 10 must. I got to see this guy.
Yeah, that is the cool thing about RBC Blues Fest, though. Every year, I mean, you find some hidden gems, you know?
Yeah.
People you'd never heard of before, and then you go, whoa, what's that?
Yeah, okay. Savoy Brown's going to be there. You've heard of those guys,
sure.
And you'll go see them. They're amazing. What else, J-Dub?
We've got Nick Moss, who's from Chicago. Great guy. And he's another guy that started out pretty traditional, but now he's more on, like, the Guitar Hero level. And guitar fans are absolutely going to love him. Come on, live on New Orleans, without me to go to Mexico. We've got the 24th Street Wailers from Toronto. They've got, like, a real cool throwback sound, like a 50s kind of driving swing and rock and roll sound. They've got my buddy longtime bandmate Jesse Whiteley on piano as well. All you need to know is that I aim to breathe. And other locals, you've got Monkey Junk. I can put a tiger in your tank. Drew Nelson. Al Wood and the Woodsmen as well. So lots of great blues this year.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much, JW. Appreciate what you did for us there.
You know, when he said Guitar Hero, I'm thinking, you know, the PlayStation thing. All right, I am not going to pay good money to go see a guy play a video game.
I was thinking the same thing.
Wouldn't that be funny? Would not that be funny? The world's greatest Guitar Hero player. man. You find out more about all these acts and all the other ones for RBC Blues Fest right now on our website at shea106.com.